Hey guys. Wow, it's been long, right? Like not very long, but you know, long. Hi. Okay. So, if you're just listening for the first time, my name is Alaide. Welcome to my podcast, Vizio. So just to give you a heads up, this Vizio is it's a podcast. It's my personal library. It's a place where I come to share my thoughts, my life, you know, things happening around me, you know, get people's opinion on certain things, and you know, just allow people see that there are some things that you're probably going through, that you're not the only one going through it, that there are other people that are actually also going through the same thing that you're going through. So this is me putting myself out there, letting you see me as an open book, and letting you know that you know, there's actually someone out there who actually allows people to read her diary. I mean, diaries are supposed to be like, you know, personal, and nobody's supposed to be able to read, but I mean, I decided to share my own. Yay. Okay, so it's been long. I think the last time I recorded an episode was December. Yeah, December. And since this year started, I've not been able to record anything. Wow. Okay, yeah, I had phone issues and all that, but that's really not the reason. For those that didn't know, I actually got sick. I was in the hospital for a very long time. Like, that's the longest I've been in hospital all my life. Like, I've never been so sick for so long. Like, it was draining, it was sad, very depressing, you know. It was just an experience that I wouldn't like to experience again. But like they say, you don't really know how things work. I mean, it's not like we have what's it called now? Like, we are the ones controlling things, you know. Like, if I am actually able to control everything happening in my life, trust me, there are a lot of things that are happening in my life right now that would not be happening. So, you know, we do not really have control over our lives, and I think this kind of thing happening, sickness, you know, being broke, jobless, you know, things like that, sort of remind you that you do not have control over everything, and that having control over everything makes you God. And I mean, there's only one God, right? So I just really want to say that it was a very, very low point in my life, where I was, you know, really sad. I gave up on a lot of things. I gave up on being alive. Like, I was practically wishing I would die. The pain was so bad. Everything was just going wrong. I mean, I had bills to pay. I had rent to pay. I had, you know, other things to do. Like, I had my life planned out for 2021. And, you know, I actually thought 2020 was going to be the worst year of my life, right? But funny enough, looking back, 2020 was not that bad. It's just 4 months into 2021. I mean, we're not even at the, you know, like, April is still, like, you know, today is just 13th, and I can already, like, say, you know what, I'm already exhausted. Can this year just be over? I think I was still talking to myself some few days ago, and I was like, if God could actually show us things to come, like, if he had shown me, oh, or like, this is how your 2021 would go, or this is how the first month in your 2020 will go, I'll probably just say, you know what, let's skip that. You understand? Like, let's just teleport. I don't know if that's what it's called, but is it telepathy? But I know you guys get what I'm trying to say. Like, just take me out of 2021. Let's just go into 2022 straight. Like, I do not want to experience it. But I think experiencing some things just kind of, you know, shapes us, and that is what I actually want to talk about today. So I'm not really going to go deep into everything that happened to me, because I realized that talking about it kind of makes me sad again and makes me have some sort of PTSD, which I'm really trying not to have, and a depressive moment that I'm really trying to get out of my life. So I'm not going to go in depth into everything that happened, but I'm just going to go into like the things that I feel like people that have gone through something like this, or people that, you know, have had someone that has gone through something like this, something that we all can, you know, learn from. So first thing I'm going to say is that the experience, as much as it was terrible, as much as it was horrible, as much as it was not something I planned, I would still say that in a kind of way I am grateful it happened, because it made me appreciate life more. It made me appreciate the little things like going to the toilet, peeing, farting, you know, being able to actually do these things that we do every day and we don't see as a big deal. Like, it made me realize how important some things are, like being able to breathe well, being able to stand without anybody holding your hand, being able to eat without your diet being restricted. You know, I used to be so happy that I eat anything, I eat whatever I want to eat, and I don't add weight. You understand? Like, I used to be so vocal about that. Like, me, I can't eat anything, I still will not get fat. The funny thing, I'm still not fat, but my diet was restricted due to what happened. So it made me realize that it's not only people that are plus size that are actually experiencing change in diet. You can be slim, you can be small, and your diet will still be restricted just because of one illness. And it just really made me appreciate a lot of things that I took for granted. So I won't lie, not like I took those things for granted. Of course, I'm always very grateful for life, for breath, for the ease of doing a lot of things, but it just made me really appreciate them more. Like, there was a day I farted and I was so happy. My sister was so happy because it was such a big deal. Like, this is something we do every day and all of a sudden it becomes a big deal. So yeah, I think it just makes you appreciate things more, makes you see things from a different perspective. Like the hospital where I was admitted is this hospital where I pass every day when I'm going to work and when I'm coming back from work. And you know, it's so very easy how we are so cut out of what is really happening right under our noses just because it's not happening to us. Like, there's a way we are so not attached to things just because those things are not happening in our immediate environment, or just because we cannot see them. So me being in that hospital just made me realize, wow, so there are actually people that are here that are being treated, that are going through pains and, you know, depression, and there are some people out there that are just living their lives like normal. Like, yes, I pass the entrance of this hospital like every day, and was my business. Do you understand? Like, now when I pass that same road, when I'm on a bike and I pass that same road, or I'm in a car and I pass that same road, the experience is different now. The experience is so different because I look back and it occurs to me that there are some people in there that are probably going through what I went through, or even worse. Like, it just made me have this consciousness that there is more to life than what is going on in my life alone, or what it is that I can see, that there is actually more to life. And I just feel that once in a while, even if we are not going through some things, we should try as much as possible not to be too detached from our environment, not to be too detached from reality. I'm not saying we should go into hospitals to go and see what's going on. No. Not everybody has the capacity of handling what goes on in the hospital. I used to hate hospitals until I actually went there myself. So I wouldn't say anybody should go there. I wouldn't say anybody should go to burial ground or go to, you know, all these very places where, you know, things that are not so happy are happening. I'm just saying that we should try as much as possible to not wait until we experience something before we actually realize that there is reality and then there is reality. There's a reality that we have built for ourselves that, oh, this is what is happening in my life, this is what is happening around me, and that is what I choose to believe. And then there's a reality that we have left out. This is the reality of what is actually happening around the world. So once in a while, we should try as much as possible not to detach ourselves from these realities and just, you know, try to understand, try to, just feel some of these things, just so when we find ourselves in that position, or when people that we know find themselves in that position, we are able to make changes that can accommodate these experiences. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So basically what I'm trying to say is that if we are so detached from this reality, there's a problem of when somebody that we know, somebody we care about, or we ourselves find ourselves in that same situation, there's this thing about you not knowing what to do, you being confused, you trying to start learning or to start picking, what should I do? What should I say? Do you understand? Like, there are times that because we have so found a way to remove ourselves from what is happening, it has made us become maybe nonchalant, whereas we are not actually nonchalant. We are actually people that care. But because we only care about the selected things happening around us, and we are so detached from the other forms of reality, when those other forms of reality now comes knocking on the door, we do not know how to approach it. We do not know how to feel it. We do not know how to deal with it, because what we see, what we know as reality, is not what is coming. So let me just call it the new normal. It's just like when COVID happened and everybody started adjusting. Everybody started, you know, looking for ways to make things work. Businesses started going virtual, you know, schools started looking for a way to, you know, start virtual classes and all that. So for countries that have been able to hack into this virtual working experience, virtual learning, it wasn't so hard for them to adapt. It wasn't so hard for them to say, okay, shut down the schools, shut down the businesses, let everybody start working from home. In Nigeria here, it actually took time before businesses shut down, before schools even shut down, because we are not so used to the virtual life. We are so used to the physical presence. Like, you have to be physically present to get things done. Churches, mosques, gatherings. You understand? Like, we believe in physical presence. So if you're not there physically, you're not there. Like, you're just not there. But COVID made everybody rethink what their reality is. And then we had a new normal. New normal where people started working from home. There are businesses that till now, they are still working virtually. They've not resumed offline. Like, they've not opened their offices. Maybe they only open it once in a while for meetings and all that. But we still have schools that they still do lectures virtually. We have people that now work from home and they are able to, you know, get things done. We have people attending weddings through Skype, Hangouts. You know, everybody is now aware that, oh, there's a world that exists out there that we can actually adapt to and we'll still be fine. So basically, that's what I'm trying to say, that we should try as much as possible to not enclose ourselves in just our own space and feel, oh, my reality is the reality. You'll be shocked that when you step out and you try to experience other experiences, your reality is probably like just 10% of the entire reality. And maybe you're not missing out, but you're actually not preparing yourself for what is to come. Because there are some things that, whether we like it or not, will eventually happen. And we have to be ready to deal with it. We have to be ready to help ourselves, help other people to deal with it. Because if you're not prepared, this thing will happen, this thing will come, and because you don't know how to act, because you don't know what to do, because you've never been there and you've not tried to experience it, it just really, you know, I don't know, it just looks very strange. And if you're if you're this kind of person that you don't really like to change, like you're so used to how you do things, and you're this kind of person that, oh, this is who I am, either accept me for who I am, or, you know, something like that. Okay, diary, let's take a break. My neighbors, I live on the ground floor. My neighbors upstairs, they have kids. They're always moving things. I don't know what they are moving. They're always moving things, always running around, and it's crazy. Anyways, back to what I was saying. So I was saying that let's just try as much as possible to you know, be I'm trying to look for the word to use, but really, maybe at times we just need to be quiet. Maybe you're this kind of person that you like your opinions being heard. You're the type that people have to listen to you. You don't want to hear what anybody has to say. Don't you think it's time you start listening? Maybe you're this kind of person that you're all about work. You don't care about how you make time for your family. I'm sorry, but when you lose your job, what are you going to do? You're not used to spending time with your family. You're not used to spending time with your friends. The job that was your life, you lose it. What happens? How do you adapt? You're this kind of person that you are a party person. Let's even use 2020 as an example. You like going to parties. If you don't go to a party in a week, you might get sick. COVID happened. Everyone was shut down. Did you die? You had to adapt, right? So this is what I'm trying to say, that let's not say, oh, I can't really do this. Or maybe, hey, okay, there's a saying, we say that when we get to the bridge, we'll cross it. Sometimes you need to cross the bridge in your mind before you actually get there. Because if you get to the bridge and what you thought you would meet is not what you meet, then you have to stand back and think. And the time you're using to think is already ticking. So imagine you have a set time for crossing the bridge. And out of the time that you're supposed to use to cross that bridge, you're using it to think about how you're going to cross the bridge. In some kind of way, you would not be as fast or be as, you know, productive as someone who has already thought about crossing the bridge in their head. And by the time they get to the bridge, because they've already played out all the scenarios in their head and they've already found a solution to all the scenarios, they get to the bridge, they see one or two of the scenarios, because they've already cracked it in their head, they cross and they are good. Sometimes it's good to cross the bridge where you get there. Sometimes it's good for you not to worry too much, not to think too much about something. But sometimes it's good to just play out different scenarios in your head and just be ready. Just be ready. See, none of us can be always ready. That's the truth. Some things will catch us on our ears. In fact, there's no way you would have lived this life if you're in your 20s, you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s. A lot of things would have happened to you in your life that would have caught you on our ears. Things you never expected, things you never even thought would happen. My sickness, fine, as of December, I was having a feeling that I wasn't feeling okay. Like, my system wasn't just doing well. Fast forward to January, I started having stomach pain, and I had a feeling that I wasn't feeling fine, but I thought it was just one of those stomach aches. what? From February, everything went down. And it kept going down. I thought, oh, the sickness would be gone in a week or two. But lo and behold, 2 months. So there are some things that you're just not prepared for. There are some things that you're not just thinking about. But were there opportunities for me to have, treated my health before it got worse? Yes. Should I have gone to the hospital when I started having feelings of not feeling well? Yes. But because I felt, it was just one of those things. Because having stomachache was kind of like my reality. I'm always having stomachache. Either I ate something or I didn't eat on time. You understand? So I was so used to having stomachache that it had become my reality. And I didn't think what was happening to me was a big deal, because it just looked like one of those things. But lo and behold, it wasn't. It was something bigger, something that I had never experienced before. And because I wasn't prepared, everything just went down and kept going down. And I didn't know how to act. I didn't know what to do. So basically what I'm trying to say is that next time, how would I have been more careful? First, get a very, very good HMO plan. If the company I work for doesn't have one for me, I'll get one for myself. A very good HMO plan at an amazing hospital. 2, ensure that I go for regular checkups. I know myself that I'm always going down with stomachache. Someone like me should be going for medical checkups like every month, if not every 2 weeks. Like, I should always go for medical checkups. 3, that I should not wait until a pain escalates or until I am so weak that I can't move before I actually cry out for help. 4, that it is not everything that I see and eat that is actually good for my body. 5, that my health is more important, is far more important than any job. I learned these lessons when everything went down. Were they things I could have learned or I could have, be very intentional about before I got really sick? Yes. But then it took me getting sick to realize this. So basically, for like the next 3 episodes of my podcast, I'm going to be sharing the lessons that I picked along the line. So this is the first lesson. And the lesson is that try to, come out of your own experience and try to experience what other people are experiencing. Funny enough, the world has become something that we have in our palms. Just with your phone, you can feel what another person in the US, in America is feeling. People are now becoming more vocal about their feelings, about what they are going through, about things that have worked for them, about things that I've tried that did not work, about how they've been able to shape themselves from who they used to be to who they are. So there are a lot of information out there. You can sieve out the ones that you do not like, that do not benefit you, and try to, if for example, on Twitter, a lady was talking about how she was healed of her cyst, and okay, another baby's crying. A lady was talking about how she was healed of her cyst, and from there, some of us started talking about some of the ladies. I'm still going to go back to that in my second part, in the next podcast, but I just want to briefly talk about it here. Like, she was talking about how, her cyst got cured, and people came and started talking about cyst. And just from me making, replying to her tweet, I learned that I was not alone in what I was feeling. That there were people who had it worse and they were able to go by. So I chatted them up. Some of them, I sent them a DM and they were able to tell me some things we discussed. There was a lady that, talked about her own health issue that she was going through as a woman. And it just made me, I picked different experiences from different people and it just made me realize, wow, I'm not alone. Here I was thinking, this reality is just my reality. Whereas it's not just my reality, it is some other people's reality. And even those people even have more realities than I do. So it's very easy these days to actually get to see the reality that is outside of your own reality. Because the truth is, you can't actually experience the world when all you actually hold on to is your own reality, your own thinking, your own way of doing things. We just need to be prepared. So in case somebody we love, somebody we care about, goes through a moment, we have the right words to say. We know the things to do. Prayer is amazing, trust me. But there are times that prayer is not enough. There are times that what that person needs is you acting. Is you doing something. Is you picking up something. Is you saying something. And when those things are probably not there, you may lose them. And by the time you actually realize that, oh, I should have done this, it's probably too late. And that moment is gone. So you learn from that moment, yes, but you've lost the person. You've lost, whether through death or I don't know. So that's the first lesson I learned, you know, being appreciative of the little things and actually knowing that. Actually, I talked about lessons here, funny enough. Appreciating little things and then, you know, trying to come out of our realities and trying to experience other people's reality, just so when these things happen, we are able to manage things. Yeah. So yes, thank you guys. It's actually really fun talking about this. Yeah, I didn't expect it to go this good. For those that know, I really do not have a script for my podcast. Like I said, it's a diary. I just pour it out there. So please listen, please share. Seriously, there's nothing in my podcast that you can't share. Like, this is me. If there's anything I feel like I don't want you guys to know, I won't say it. But everything you listen to on my podcast is everything I want you to know. So please share, you know, leave comments. I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Do you think I'm right? Do you think I'm wrong? What is your reason for thinking I'm wrong? You support me. Why do you support me? So please listen, share, and, you know, just, you know, share with everybody that you don't know who might actually need to hear this. So share. Yes, I will be trying my best to record episodes as frequent as I can. And please, you guys, safe. Be pressuring me. pressure me to release my episodes. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this. I am really grateful. Thank you. Have a wonderful... Okay, the week is still new. Have a wonderful week. Have a great day. And enjoy. Bye.